Hey friends, John here with End of Effort. What do you do with tormenting thoughts? That's what I want to talk about today. What happens when you have an onslaught or a barrage of tormenting thoughts happen and it comes out of nowhere? Perhaps you're going through something that's totally strenuous, challenging, difficult, adverse, whatever you want to call it, and you have a barrage of thoughts. You know, my wife and I often say something like, oh man, I'm getting hit. Well, what that simply means is, I'm sure that you understand that terminology, but what it means is that, oh man, I've got some thoughts that came out of nowhere here, and I'm not sure what to do with this right now. Sometimes, depending on how we view our own current reality is dependent upon how long those thoughts stay around. In other words, what is the equity that I have inside of me that translates into my soul realm where these thoughts are trying to drive me up the wall or drive me nuts or take me out kind of thing? It's very challenging to say the least sometimes when something just seems to come out of nowhere. You're doing fine, you're happy, and you're joyful, or you're creating, or you're going about your day, and then all of a sudden, man, it's like World War III in your head. I get it. Been there many times. And we can call that the enemy, and sometimes the enemy does that, but oftentimes I've found that our own nature and the things that are swirling around in the tree of knowledge inside of our soul, the things that have been learned, the things that have been gleaned, the things that have been received over the years, whether that's trauma, childhood difficulty, traumatic breakup relationships, anything adverse or challenging that happens to us along our path, oftentimes, that is a stirring up of something that begins with a thought. In other words, I could be thinking about something that's totally contrary to negativity, but yet all of a sudden my thoughts will drift off into an old scenario or a future scenario, and I'm left questioning in the moment, like, how am I going to pay the rent? Man, I can't believe that person said that to me. Oh, my dad was a jerk, or my mom mistreated me, and man, I can't believe she did that, or the list goes on and on and on, right? Or why did this have to happen to me kind of scenario. There's a million and one things that could slowly begin to creep in because of a drifting. And this is why Amy and I talk a lot about living in the now, because in the now there is no such thing as a drifting away. There is no such thing as an onslaught of a thought that lingers. Now, it may try to come, but because we've practiced and we've disciplined and trained our mind to live in the present moment, then when it comes, it slides right off like Teflon. It slides off like something of a slippery substance, and it does not stick or remain. It may for a few moments, but then it quickly dissipates because we have built up equity in the positive, non-resistant place that we are in the moment. When I say non-resistance, please go back and listen to our other videos and podcasts, as we talk a lot about non-resistance and resistance. Now, I know that some of the New Age community talks about this, but we've been getting this directly from the Lord. He talks a lot about non-resistance and resistance, okay? So don't let your mind drift off there either, because Jesus lived in the effortless flow of what it meant to live in the now moment, the present moment of a good mood, the present moment of happiness and joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And because it's our strength, if we build upon that strength, just like going to a gym and working out or doing a sport of some kind, because we've exercised that muscle, then we've been strengthened by joy if we, in fact, have been exercising that muscle, right? So if we live in the now, then joy is always our substance. It's always the end result of living present, not in the future or the past, but training our mind to live in the now. And so when we do that more and more, then when the onslaught comes, the fiery darts, whatever you want to call it, begin to come around us and swirl around our brain, then we'll automatically default and react with joy. We'll respond with joy, not react, respond with joy. And joy is the strength that strong arms the onslaught out of our life. It's like an arm wrestling thing that has no chance, right? It slams that sucker down to the table, and the barrage of negativity begins to dissipate very quickly. But if we have not built that muscle, then what happens is it begins to linger, it begins to fester like a sore, an open gaping wound, and then what happens? We begin to spiral. So Amy and I kind of joke around once in a while. We were like, we see each other kind of spiraling. We go, hey, pull up, pull up. It's like this plane that's beginning to downward spiral. And, man, if it doesn't pull up, it's going to smash into the mountain or the ground very quickly. And that can end, the end result of that equates to depression. And we don't want to dwell around in the cesspools of depression very long, do we? We know what that tastes like, and none of us like it. So the whole idea is to, when these things come, we look them dead in the eye and we say, not today, I'm joyful. Not today, that's not happening. And we can voice that, we can speak that internally, but speak it outwardly is even better, so that the atmosphere around us hears it. And you're like, John, I've tried that. Come on. I've tried that. It doesn't work for very long. And I go right back into the spiral. It takes time, my friends, to build that muscle. Just like going to the gym, you're not going to get ripped overnight. It takes a while. It takes a minute. And because it takes a minute, then you build this equity, if you will, internally that takes care of it automatically. That's the place we can get to. See, Jesus waxed strong in spirit, and that waxing strong in spirit kept things off of him like water off a duck's back. It was like Teflon. He walked around in full-blown Teflon gear. Everything that tried to come near just slid right off without him having to say anything or do anything. Why? Because he waxed strong in spirit. The idea is to wax strong in joy because it's our strength. That's waxing strong in spirit. You gain wisdom and revelation and understanding and all those wonderful good things when we remain in the now and remain present in stillness. See, when we still ourselves, we become joyful. We still ourselves, meaning that I'm engaged in a creative act. I'm engaged in having fun. I'm doing something that is pleasurable and is joyful to me, that is not harmful. It's all good. And because I'm engaged in that, then joy is the byproduct. Now, some of you all have so much motion and so much forward, just so much has happened, right? And you have all of this pressure. It's like a balloon. Like Amy said, it's like a helium balloon or a balloon that's at its maximum and it's about ready to burst. If you feel like that, then the best thing to do is let it crash by going to sleep, literally going to sleep, or by doing something that's going to relieve that in a hurry that's good, right? If you surf and that's the crashing into the ocean that you can do that will relieve that, great. If you can't surf and you're not able to, you're disabled, you have an injury, or you can't ride your mountain bike or whatever it is. You can't go work out because of some kind of injury. Then sleeping is the next best thing. You go and crash and sleep for a while. Sleep is healing, my friends. It's healing to the body. It's healing to the mind. Go to sleep and start again in the morning because His mercies and His grace are new every single morning. And with that newness in the morning, guess what happens? We begin to begin again, living in the now, living in the present. And then the onslaught comes and you're starting to build that arm strength, if you will, that strength of joy in His right arm or His right hand or pleasures forevermore. and he has a strong right arm. Meaning that if you go into the right brain, hello, then you're going to see something there. Okay? So, go to sleep. Just go to sleep. If you feel like you're going to burst, you're going to bust, you're going to say something stupid, you're going to go off on the one you love, you're going to take somebody out. Whatever it is, whatever the extremity is there, it's time to just go to sleep. Don't kill it with a painkiller. You know, if you have to take a Tylenol or something, whatever, just temporarily, but no heavy narcotics, no heavy painkillers, no straight shots, none of that kind of stuff, because what does that do? It begins to fuel and ponder again on the past or the future, because all inhibitions are lowered, and then that's the playground of the enemy coming in and messing with your head. You know that. I know that. That's 101. The best thing to do is go and go to sleep or go do something fun, whatever that burst of joy is going to do, to dispense that onslaught. Now, it's important for you folks that are married or that you have loved ones or you have someone special in your life, when somebody gets the onslaught and it happens, it slaps them upside the head and they're going through it, the worst thing you can do is try to fix it. And this is especially for men. Please, whatever you do, I have made mistake after mistake doing this and attempting over the years to fix Amy while she's having a moment. And this is not what women want. This is not even what guys want or done to them. We love to try to fix everybody, but it doesn't work. Why? Because we stick our level of understanding in there, and it may not be what they need for the moment. What they need is encouragement. Amy tells me all the time, hey, look, just encourage me, tell me it's going to be okay, say it's going to be all right, give me a gentle touch, you know, rub my shoulders, touch my hand, hug me, kiss me, whatever, and tell me it's going to be okay. And that's all I have to do. Why? Because she's venting and letting things out so that the strength of who she is begins to rise. She recognizes it, she knows it already. And the strength of who she is begins to rise, and joy begins to explode in the moment, and then the onslaught dissipates, right? That's how it works. Everybody knows, because they are God's child, whether they realize that or not, but believers certainly know that God has it handled. There is a still small voice called Holy Spirit in each and every child of God that says, I've got this. Let go and let me. Go to sleep, go have fun, take a rest, go watch something funny, and let me handle this. When we do it, it dispenses and breaks apart that hit that we get sometimes that goes, whoa, leaves our head spinning, right? So I encourage you to not try and fix anyone. Just encourage them, encourage them, encourage them, and don't try to fix your wife. Don't try to fix your girlfriend. Don't try to fix the people in your life. Don't try to fix your husband. Just let it be. And let them rise to the occasion and let joy be the strength of the moment so that joy can dispense that spiritual battle that's happening in the moment. And the next day, after they've gone to sleep, they'll wake up with a renewed grace and a renewed mercy because they are brand spanking new every single day. And then we get to exercise the muscle of living in the now the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. That's how it works until we come to the point where we have the mind of Christ living in the moment all the time, and then when something tries to come around, we have a bubble, if you will, of supernatural strength, the joy emanating out of its 15 feet around us or more, that slaps that spiritual battle out of our existence. It takes that mental onslaught and casts it into the abyss. It does it automatically because we built this Teflon shield around us through the exercising of our faith, through the exercising of living in the now, through the exercising of going to sleep and waking up with new mercy in the morning. I hope that helps. Short one today, but I tell you, it works for us. And if you just practice that, it'll work for you. Love you guys.